How many times have we driven by a house we once lived in only to notice the changes? The house seems so tiny because the trees are so tall. Today, Jane Andrews looks at how growing vegetation can change our perception. This is A Walk in the Park.
Whenever I would go back to my parents' house in New England, I was always taken aback by the changes in the backyard I once knew. I had to admit, I had difficulty accepting what it looks like today. Growing up, there was an apple tree with a very specific branch. It was perfectly horizontal, small enough in diameter for me to grip, smooth enough to not scratch my skin, and strong enough to hold my weight hanging upside down. As much as this apple tree supplied us with apple butter for the year, it was that branch that was my special connection to that tree, and ultimately to that yard. Just walking around the yard, there were smells and tastes everywhere, from fresh lilacs, blueberry bushes, and cherry trees, and two enormous pine trees dropping the most beautiful pine cones to save for Christmas decorating. The house was always in constant supply of fresh flowers from the backyard, and the city's majestic elms gave the front a canopy of shade. Sometimes nature forces change over time. Although at 12, I was now too tall to hang from my favorite branch, I noticed one day that the branch was not there. It had been pruned to help save the tree from some ailment it was suffering that eventually took the tree. In time, Dutch elm disease took all of the city's ancient elms, giving the city a stark, overlit appearance. New trees were planted that now, decades later, shade the entrance once again. And the cherry trees, blueberries, and pines all came and went with their pinnacle time firmly embedded in my memory. Though chickens now roam the yard I once played, planted, and raised children in, today it has as much of a purpose as it did back then. It looks completely different, and the view of the harbor is obscured by the growth of trees far beyond. Nature is always evolving, even if we miss how things once were. Perhaps we can take a moment to hang upside down and appreciate what is in front of us today.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.